All gold. L&N North. Forever Green. Greenville. Montgomery. Wetumpka. Clarendon. Colliery. Birmingham. All boat.
Dale for Tideswell, Kirby Muxlow, Mal Cop and Scholar Green. No more will I go to Blandford Forum and Mortyhoe. On the slow train from Midsummer Norton and Mumby Road. No churns, no porter, no cat on a seat at Chorlton Cumhardy or Chester Le Street. We won't be meeting again on the slow train. I'll travel no more from Littleton Badsey to Openshaw. At Long Canton I'll stand well clear of the doors no more. No whitewash pebbles, no up and no down, from Formby Four Crosses to Dunstable Town. I won't be going again on the slow train. On the main line and the good siding, the grass grows high at Dogdyke, Tumby Woodside and Trouble House Halt. The sleeper sleep at Audlem and Ambergate. No passenger waits on Chittering platform or Cheslin Hay. No one departs, no one arrives, from Selby to Goole, from St. Earth to St. Ives. They've all passed out of our lives on the slow train, on the slow train. Cockermouth for Buttermere,
on the slow train.
Armley Moor, Arum, Pie Hill and Summercoats,
on the slow train.
Windmill End,
to hear the whistle blow 900 miles. Going up the track, bring a little woman back. I'm tired of living this way.
Home ain't here.
If the train runs right, see my woman Saturday night. Lord, I'm 900 miles from my home.
Yeah, man.
My train and go home.
What
are
you going to do that for?
Highball. You can count the days I'm gone, number of train that I left on. If you hear the whistle blow 900 miles. Train 45.
Tired, read the tears in my eyes. Try to read a letter from my home. Home ain't here.
If I die, railroad man, you can bury me in the sand. So here's the whistle blow 900 miles. Right on down the line.
On another train, yeah, I'm heading down the track. Another sleepless night. I got myself a book to read, Jafran's philosophy. Trying hard to analyze the deeper thoughts in me. Just another train, yeah. How I wish someday I'd ride. Train of destiny. Only then I realize the world outside of me. Until then I'll touch the breeze and wonder I'm still free. Train, woo, train. I'm riding on in vain. Yeah, when will I ever find the train of destiny?
Isn't that rhythm train, boy? Boy, I bet all them hobos are all set under them rides. Even Ole number one and all them cats. Yeah, man. All aboard for Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, all aboard. Oh, boy, you can't ride this train. Oh, boy.
hobo,
you can't ride a train.
Now, boy, I'm the brakesman.
And I'm a tough man.
I ain't joking.
You can't ride a train.
Hey, hobo, lift your hobo.
Boy, you can't ride a train. Yeah, man.
Now, hobo, hobo, you can ride a train,
boy. There ain't no blame. You can't ride a train. You ain't so bad after you all right with me, son. I think I will let you ride.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. We never know around here. It's that kind of thing. Welcome again to another edition of the Bit Slap. With your host, me, KBC, and today we're doing part two of our train spectacular. We began the festivities with the Red Mountain Trio, and that was called Home Again. Flanders and Swan after that, a couple of British entertainers, very droll humor, as you would expect, and that was called Slow Train, then Train 45. From Wade Maynor, someone identifying herself as Bonnie Graham, and the story of the Train of Destiny, and Louis Armstrong. Hobo, you can't ride this train. So that's what we got so far. I probably have four or five different train show things I could do, but we're going to take it easy. We're just going to do this week, and then we'll be on to something else next week. You'll find out when you tune in then next week. So I invite you to do that. If you have any train songs you're particularly fond of, why don't you let me know? kbcradio@hotmail.com, and we'll see if we can get to them, because I'll come back to this subject again. It's an old-time favorite of mine. You remember when I had the train premiums on my FMU show, I would send you a tape if you identified a train song. Not happening. Sorry, kids. Price chest is low. And we just don't have them anymore. So, but enjoy anyway. You know, you shouldn't have to be bribed. And this is like shooting chickens in a barrel anyway. So please enjoy. I'll be back to explain more things as I think of them. And we'll see you then.
away from home waiting for a train.
Well, I walked up to a brakeman and I gave him a line of talk. And he said, if you got the money, boy, then I'll see that you don't have to walk. Well, sir, I ain't got a nickel. No, sir, not a penny I can show. He said, get off, you railroad tramp. And he slammed the boxcar door.
All along the railroad line, not a penny to my name. 1,000 miles away from home, waiting for a train.
Yeah, they put me off in Texas. Now that's a state I dearly love, with its wide open spaces around me, and a moon and the stars above. Nobody seems to want me, or even lend me a helping hand. You see, I'm on my way from Frisco. I'm going back to Dixieland. Yeah, my pocket is empty. My heart is full of pain. I'm 1,000 miles away from home.
1,000 miles away from home.
Just waiting for a train.
In 1841, my quartery britches I put on, my quartery britches I put on to work upon the railway. Fill me hooray, hooray, hey, fill me hooray, hooray, hey, fill me hooray, hooray, hey, to work upon the railway. In 1842, I did not know what I should do, I did not know what I should do to work upon the railway. Fill me hooray, hooray, hey, fill me hooray, hooray, hey, fill me hooray, hooray, hey, to work upon the railway. In 1843, I sailed away across the sea, I sailed away across the sea to work upon the railway. Fill me hooray, hooray, hey, fill me hooray, hooray, hey, fill me hooray, hooray, hey, to work upon the railway. In 1844, I landed on Columbia's shore, I landed on Columbia's shore to work upon the railway. Fill me hooray, hooray, hey, fill me hooray, hooray, hey, fill me hooray, hooray, hey, to work upon the railway. In 1845, when Dan'l O'Connelly was alive, when Dan'l O'Connelly was alive, to work upon the railway. Fill me hooray, hooray, hey, fill me hooray, hooray, hey, fill me hooray, hooray, hey, to work upon the railway. In 1846, I changed my trade to carrying bricks, I changed my trade to carrying bricks from working on the railway. Fill me hooray, hooray, fill me hooray, hooray, fill me hooray, hooray, hey, to work upon the railway. In 1847, poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven. Poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven after working on the railway. Fill me hooray, hooray, hey, fill me hooray, hooray, fill me hooray, hooray, hey, after working on the railway.
Oh, what is that I see yonder?
Coming, coming, coming.
Oh, what is that I see yonder?
Coming, coming, coming.
What is that I see yonder?
Coming, coming, coming. Get on board, get on board.
It's that Union train
coming, coming, coming.
It's that
Union
train
coming, coming, coming.
It's that Union train
coming, coming, coming. Get on board, get on board.
It has saved a many a
thousand, thousand, thousand.
It has saved a many a
thousand, thousand, thousand.
It has saved a many a
thousand, thousand, thousand. Get on board, get on board.
It will save a many more
thousand, thousand, thousand.
It will save a many more
thousand, thousand, thousand.
It will
aboard the Gamba.
It will carry us to
freedom, freedom, freedom.
It will carry us to
freedom, freedom, freedom.
It will carry us to
freedom, freedom, freedom. Gamba.
Oh, what is that I see yonder
coming?
Oh, what is that I see yonder
coming? Coming, coming.
What is that I see yonder
coming? Coming, coming. Get on board, get on board.
It's that Union train
coming, coming, coming.
It's that Union train
coming, coming, coming.
It's that Union train
coming, coming, coming. Get on board, get on board.
I have a theory about railway engines being bad-tempered. Well, when I say bad-tempered, that's putting it mildly. They're actually livid, furious beasts, and they loathe humanity. So different from a ship, which is a sad, proud, graceful creature. You know, I can never understand why an engine driver isn't afraid of the monster he's in charge of. But he isn't. And when the train's about to leave, he pulls down a lever, and this livid beast is unleashed. Like this. So forth on its journey. Well, now we've unleashed this livid beast, we find it still equally furious, and it has a colossal argument with the rails it's running on. Like this. Biddle-a-dur, giddle-a-dur, diddle-a-dee, biddle-a-dur, giddle-a-dur, diddle-a-dee, biddle-a-dur, giddle-a-dur. And that goes on the entire journey. And not only does it have a colossal argument with the rails it's running on, but also all the other rails when they dare to cross its own. Like this. Biddle-a-dur, giddle-a-dur, diddle-a-dee, biddle-a-dee, and so on. Well, then we get out into the country, and we come to a little rustic bridge spanning the railway. It's quite inoffensive, this dear little bridge, but the engine can't bear anything within its reach at all, so it shouts at the little bridge as it goes underneath, like this. Proceeding on our journey, we find from time to time that we tear through certain wayside stations where no train has ever deigned to stop. People have been standing waiting on these stations for centuries, but the engine ignores them, shouting as it rushes past like this. Then, of course, in time, we get to a manufacturing town. Now, when you get to these big towns, if you look out of the window, you'll notice some things called sidings, on which a quite inexplicable thing called shunting takes place. This, of course, is just an excuse on the part of the railway company to provide homes for old engines. You see, there comes a time with an engine when it ceases to be virile and hearty, and it just becomes long-funneled and tiresome, so it's put on one of these sidings and given a lot of trucks to play with. And if you happen to have a bedroom anywhere near a siding, you'll find that you're woken up very early in the morning by trucks taking umbrage. And it goes like this. To the far end. Then, of course, there's another old gentleman the other end who decides to do the same thing and biffs them all back again. And in this way, the railway company is carried on. Now, lastly, I'm going to tell you the one thing that an engine loathes more than anything else, and that is another engine coming in the opposite direction, that it cannot bear. And by this time, you'll have settled down, having got quite used to this diddle-a-dum, diddle-a-dum nonsense and all the other maddening noises, when suddenly, to your horror, this new thing bursts upon you and nearly knocks you on the carriage floor. It's the most frightening thing in the world, and it goes something like this. Well, folks, that's all. Back to the asylum. Goodbye.
Mama, 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 mama.
Santa Claus, you're my dear. Let us There's a place I know where the train goes slow, where the sinner can be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a river by the trestle, down by Sinner's Grove, down where the willow and the dogwood grow. You can hear the whistle, you can hear the bell, from the halls of heaven to the gates of hell. And there's room for the forsaken if you're there on time. You'll be washed of all your sins and all of your crimes. If you're down there by the train, 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 down there where the train goes slow. There's a golden moon that shines up through the mist, and I know that your name can be on that list. There's no I for an eye, there's no tooth for a tooth. I saw Judas Iscariot carrying John Wilkes Booth. They were down there by the train, 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 down there where the train goes slow. If you've lost all your hope, if you've lost all your faith, I know you will be cared for, and I know you will be safe. And all of the shamefuls and all of the whores, even the soldier who pierced the heart of the Lord, is down there by the train. 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 Down there where the train goes slow. Well, I've never asked for forgiveness, never said a prayer. I've never given of myself, never truly cared. And I've left the ones who love me, and I'm still raising Cain. I've taken the low road, and if you've done the same, meet me down there by the train. 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 Down there where the train goes slow.
This music is probably a little too spooky for a train thing, especially since we didn't do our ghost train set this time. We did start with a ghost, Walter Brennan, to be exact. That was Waiting for a Train. Should have done the Jimmy Rogers version of that, but this was more fun. After that, Ed McCurdy and the story of Patty, who works on the railway. The Union Singers, I'm sorry, the Almanac Singers, and the Union Train. A little forceful. Reginald Gardner, who was a British actor, played pretty much exclusively butlers in his somewhat long career, and that was his theory of trains before they came and got him. Johnny Alvin, a kid, obviously, from my Christmas collection, Santa Claus Wrecked by Electric Twain. And then on our NRBQ, arguably a Christmas song, The Electric Train. And then my friend Lou Russo and his tale of Edgar. Edgar apparently was a train stop on the some South Jersey line. One of his first dates with his wife, they went down there and they discovered this Edgar stop and insisted they stop the train and let them off, which they did. And they wandered around. They found a guy named Edgar, who apparently owned the land and sold it to the railroad on the condition that they would put a stop in there named after him, even if the train didn't stop there, which they did, oddly enough. Try getting them to do that today. And another thing he told me was that while they were wandering around there, he mentions it in his song, is that he came across an old 78s factory, and there was all these pieces of 78s lying on the ground, including stuff by Spike Jones. Weird. And then Johnny Cash and his version of a Tom Waits song, Down There by the Trains. That was pretty spooky, so that's what this music is for. So anyway, that brings us up to the present day. This is 2010. Nobody takes trains anymore, but we can still sing about them and write about them. And we can still celebrate them as the colorful replicas of America's past that we have seen all these years. So we'll go back to them. Coming up to the kind of like a double set. A lot of these songs are related to each other. You see what I mean? So carry on and enjoy. Ooh.
Time of the big Harriman line strike. The shopcrafts, the machinists, boilermakers, and so forth, all the shopmen went out on strike, and of course, the way they were lined up at that time, the trainmen, engineers, and firemen, they stayed on the job. So, Joe Hill, I think he wrote this when he was right here in San Pedro. Now the shopmen on the SP line to strike sent out a call, but Casey Jones, the engineer, he wouldn't strike at all. The boiler, it was leaking, and the driver's on the bum, and the bearings of the engine, they were all out of plumb. But Casey Jones kept the junk pile running. Casey Jones was working double time. Casey Jones got a wooden medal for being good and faithful on the SP line. Now the shopmen got together and they said it wasn't fair for Casey Jones to go around a scabbing everywhere. And someone put a bunch of railroad ties across the track, and Casey hit the river with an awful crack. Casey Jones hit the river bottom. Casey Jones broke his bloomin' spine. Casey Jones became an Angelino. He took a trip to heaven on the SP line. Now when Casey Jones got up to heaven to the pearly gates, he says, "I'm Casey Jones, the guy that pulled the SP freights." "You're just the man," said Peter. "Our musicians went on strike. You can get a job scabbing any time you like." Casey Jones went up to heaven. Casey Jones was doing mighty fine. Casey Jones went scabbing on the Angels just like he did the shopmen on the SP line. Now the Angels got together and they said it wasn't fair for Casey Jones to go around the scabbing everywhere. And Angels union number 23, they sure were there, for they promptly fired Casey down the golden stair. Casey Jones went to hell a flying. Casey Jones, the devil said, "Oh, fine." Casey Jones got busy shoveling sulfur. That's what he got for scabbing on the SP line. Casey Jones was an engineer, told his fireman to have no fear. "All I want is water and coal, and my head out the window when the drivers roll. When the drivers roll, when the drivers roll, and my head out the window when the drivers roll. Through South Memphis yards on the fly, the fireman hollered, 'You got a white eye.' And the switchman knew by the engine's moans that the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. Old Casey Jones, old Casey Jones, that the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. Well, the engine rocked and the drivers rolled. The fireman hollered, 'Lordy, save my soul.' Casey says, 'I'll roll her till she leaves the rails, 'cause I'm way behind time with the Southern mail, with the Southern mail. Oh, that southbound mail, I'm way behind time with the southbound mail.' Got within about a mile of the place, a big old headlight stared him right in the face. He told his fireman, 'Boy, you'd better jump, 'cause there's two locomotives that's a-going to bump. That's a-going to bump. That's a-going to bump. There's two locomotives that's a-going to bump. You ought to been there for to see that sight. The women stood crying, both colored and white. I was there for to tell the fact. They flagged him down, but he never looked back. No, he never looked back. No, he never looked back. They flagged him down, but he never looked back. Old Casey said just before he died, there's lots more railroads that I'd like to ride. But the good Lord whispered it is not to be, and he died at the throttle on the Y&MV. On the Y&MV. On the Y&MV. He died at the throttle on the Y&MV.
John Henry was a newborn baby, sitting down on his mama's knee. Said a big band tunnel on that C&O road, it's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. It is gonna be the death of me. It is gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. It is gonna be the death of me. John Henry had two women. One was named Mary Magdalene. She would go out on a job and she would sing. We hear John Henry's hammer ring, Lord, Lord. We hear John Henry's hammer ring. Hear John Henry's hammer ring, Lord, Lord. You hear John Henry's hammer ring. John Henry had another woman. Her name was Sweet Pauline. John Henry taking sick, boy, he had to go to bed. Pauline steal like a man, Lord, Lord. Pauline steal like a man. Pauline steal like a man, Lord, Lord. Orlando steal like a man. Baby, who's gonna shoe your little feet? Tell me who's gonna glove your hand. Tell me who's gonna kiss your sweet little lips. Tell me who's gonna be your man, Lord, Lord. Tell me who's gonna be your man. Tell me who's gonna be your man, Lord, Lord. Tell me who's gonna be your man. Papa's gonna shoe my little feet. My mama's gonna glove my hand. My sister's gonna kiss my sweet little lips. Woo! And you know I don't need no man, Lord, Lord. You know I don't need no man. And you know I don't need no man, Lord, Lord. You know I don't need no man.
John Henry, when he was a baby, sitting on his mammy's knee, picked up a hammer in his little right hand, said, "That'll be the death of me, me, me. That'll be the death of me. That'll be the death of me, me, me. That'll be the death of me." Well, as some said he's born down in Texas, some said he's born up in Maine. I just said he was a Louisiana man, beater of a steel driving chain gang, beater of a steel driving gang, beater of a steel driving chain gang, beater of a steel driving gang. Now the captain said to John Henry, "What did he say? I'm gonna bring my steam drill round. Gonna bring my steam drill out on this job. And I'm gonna pop that steel on down, down, down. Pop that steel on down. I'm gonna pop that steel on down, down, down. I'm gonna pop that steel on down." John Henry said to the captain, "What did you say? Bring your steam drill around. You can bring your steam drill out on the job. And I'll beat your steam drill down, down, down. Beat your steam drill down. Gonna beat your steam drill down, yes, I am. Gonna beat your steam drill down." John John Henry said to his shaker, Shaker, you had better pray. If you miss your 6 foot of steel, tomorrow'll be your burying day, May Shaker. I'll be your burying day. Now the Shaker said to John Henry, Well, a man ain't nothing but a man. I'm throwing 100 pounds from my hips on down, doing all that any man can. Doing all that any man can. Doing all that any man can. I'm doing all that any man can.
Well, I'll sing you a song about the old 49. Fastest engine on the Santa Fe line. On the 14th of April, she made a desperate dash, and she got there on time, and she did not crash.
They gave him his orders at Monroe, Virginia. They said, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, this is old 97. Put her in the Spencer on time. Then he turned around and said to his big greasy fireman, Hey, shovel on a little more coal. And when we cross that wide old mountain, watch old 97 roll. It's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville in a line on a 3 mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brake. You see what a jump he made. He was going down a grade making 90 miles an hour. His whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle, scalded to death by the steam. Well, now, all you ladies, you better take a warning from this time on and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true lover husband. He may leave you and never return.
Rock out of line. Like, why come people blow the train whistle, talk to the depot agent? Depot agent throw that switchboard over the line, and they ain't never gonna talk to him. I got goats, I got sheep, I got cows, I got hogs, I got horses, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. Now that old Rock Island line is getting on down the road. For the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. For the Rock Island line, it's a road to ride. For the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at station on the Rock Island line. Jesus died to save our sins. Glory to God, we're going to meet him again. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you finally get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. A, B, C, double X, Y, Z. Cats in the cupboard, but you don't see me. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want once to ride, you got to ride it like you finally get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. I may be right and I may be wrong, but you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
Now this here's a story about the Rock Island Line. Now the Rock Island Line, she run down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And all
me,
the trains...
Pardon me, just a moment. Pardon me?
Yeah?
Are you going to sing the song, or read it, or what?
Well, I'm going to sing it, but first I always tell a little of the story behind the Rock Island Line. Sort of sketch in a little... With a background, as it were.
You are going to sing,
though. Oh, yeah, in just a second. I get to it.
Well, let's get to it then, huh?
Okay, and all the trains that go to the toll gate, why, they got to pay the man some money. But, of course, if you've got certain things on board, you're okay. You don't have to pay the man out. I mean, you're okay with him. I mean,
all right, let's step right along here. Let's snap it up.
Okay, now just now we see a train, she coming down the line. And when she comes up to the toll gate, the driver, he shouts down at the man, he say, I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows.
Look, you can skip all of that.
You know, let me name all the animals.
Yes, I know, but we don't need
that.
Let
me get to the sheep.
Well, that doesn't make any difference.
Well, it makes a difference to the sheep.
Yes, I know, but let's get the train rhythm going and never mind the sheep.
Okay, after the driver, you see, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. Good man, say, well, you're all right, boy. You go right on through. You don't have to pay me nothing. I mean, you know,
look, fella.
I didn't mention
look,
the sheep.
I know, but let's skip the recitation, huh?
Okay, but...
Let's get to the meat of it.
Okay, I've come to the best part now. What did driver foo him?
He foo him?
Yeah, I say, I fooed you. I fooed you.
Well, look, let's just sing the song.
Well, you know, let me get to the pig iron part.
Just
that's
the sing
payoff
the song,
for the, I think you ought to let me tell how he fooed the tollgate man with a pig iron.
Will you just sing the song,
I get
please?
Big reaction to it in clubs, and a lot of people waiting to see how the story
will you just
come out.
Sing the song?
Well, you're going to disappoint him, that's all.
I'll take the chance.
Okay, here we go. On a rock a little lane, here's a mighty good road. On a rock a... You sure you didn't want the pig iron part?
Forget it, will you forget it?
Okay. Little line, here's a line to write. On a rock a little lane, here's a mighty good road. But if you want to ride it, got to ride it like you find it. Got your ticket at the station for the rock a little line.
Look, Mumbles. Hey, Mumbles. What is this? Get your chicken at the station?
Oh, ticket. Get your ticket at the station.
Oh, get your ticket
gee,
at
miss,
the station.
Try not to interrupt me, huh? A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. The cat's in the cupboard, but he don't see me.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Another rock on me.
Wait a minute. The A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z with the cat's in the cupboard. I don't know. What has the A, B, C got to do with the cat's in the cupboard?
It's got nothing to do with it.
I know. Is it a social significance of some kind? Is it a difference of something?
Traditional lyric.
It's a traditional lyric.
I don't know,
lyric. Yeah. Well, thanks very much. That'll be fine.
I got one more chorus.
One more.
Rock on the line, here's a mighty good road. On a rock on the line, here's a road to ride. On a rock on the line, here's a mighty good road. Whenever you want to ride it, go to ride it like you found to get your dick for that seat for the rock on the line.
Is that it? That's the end?
Yeah, that's it. I just hope it sells without the pig iron part.
Well, forget about
all.
The pig iron part.
I'm just trying to sketch in a little background, that's
yes,
all.
Yes,
you know.
I know, sketch in the background.
You're gonna release the record?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay.
You must take the A train. Go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you miss the A train, you'll find you missed the quickest way to Harlem. Hurry, get on now, it's coming. Listen to those rails a-thrumming. All aboard, all aboard. Get on that A-train. Soon you will be on Sugar Hill in Harlem. It's coming.
maybe this is more train music. I don't know. They don't make train instrumentals anymore. I mean, I found something called Choo Choo by Duke Ellington. There was nothing train-like in there. It was just so weird. But why am I telling you this? I should be reading you my playlist, so we will do that. We started with Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, Alabama Bound. Okay. And then after that, too, by Haywire Mac McClintock. And both of them about Casey Jones. The first one was the IWW version of the Casey Jones saga. And then just the regular Casey Jones from Haywire Mac. After that, Leadbelly and his version of John Henry. And the story of John Henry, of course, goes way, way back. I don't think anybody wrote that. Leadbelly's written a lot of train songs. We didn't get to another one this week, but we will. You just hold on. And then Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston and their story of John Henry. After that, Shel Silverstein, The Harrowing Tale of Old 49. And Johnny Cash, The Equally Harrowing Tale of Old 97. That's supposedly the train Casey Jones was driving. And then Leadbelly, again. And we do get to him in the future. He wrote a lot of good train songs. But this one he did write, Rock Island Line. Following that, the other version of Rock Island Line from Stan Freeberg. And then Jonathan and Darlene Edwards wrapping it around and Take the A-Train. And, you know, you think, oh, Jonathan, Darlene, who the hell were they? Well, I'll tell you who they were. They were actually pedigrees. That was actually Joe Stafford and Paul Wesson. And they did a series of these albums under the guise of Jonathan and Darlene, and they are freaking hysterical. I was listening to them the other day. I had this whole album. Now, it can get wearing on you after a whole album of them, but a couple of snapshots like we did today can really just set you up and make you feel better about the world. So, glad to help. So that brings us to the end of the line here at the Train Junction shows of the Bit Slap. We'll have more in the future, but you know, next week we'll bring you something else. Now you may say, hey, wait, you got a lot of time left. Well, we do. I got a long one for you now, and it's my favorite train song probably of all times. So I'm not going to tell you what it is, because that's what mystery tunes are all about. So it'll be up on my playlist page eventually. I know I've been behind on these things, but what can I tell you? So in the meantime, you guys all take it easy, and I'll see you next week, okay? Enjoy this one. It's really cool.
In pain, I got me a ticket, boarded the train, and a whistle scream off to somewhere, and I didn't care. Lit a cigarette, looked out a yellow window. An old lady dressed in black sat down beside me, stared straight ahead, counting up all her many dead. Ah. Oh, Mr. Conductor, tell me, where are we going? Mr. Conductor, tell me, where are we headed? Mr. Conductor, he just walked on by. Mr. Conductor, he just walked on by. Thank you.
through the tunnel and was cut into the earth. Black outside, getting blacker in my head. Thought I saw the flash of a monster's eye. Decided right then I was too young to die. I tapped the old lady and she turned into a powder. Whoa, I jumped right up and ran down the aisle yelling, telling the people to wake up and watch out. 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 Oh, Mr. Conductor, tell me, where are we going? Mr. Conductor, where are we headed? Mr. Conductor, he just walked down by. Mr. Conductor, he just walked on by. The door right into the next car. Cobras and pythons hissed me out a welcome. Huge sea serpent tried to hug me to death. Attacked by a hawk, he clawed at my eyes. Broke into the next car, was stacked to the ceiling. A platoon of fat ladies waiting for a lover. I had to push through them, and I kissed who I could, and I waded through them to get to the engineer. I had to get to the engineer. I had to get to the engineer. Oh, Mr. Conductor, tell me, where are we going? Mr. Conductor, tell me, where are we headed? Mr. Conductor, he just walked on by. Mr. Conductor, he just walked on by. Walked on by. Bye.
Dimming the mold of lost soldiers, blood like lake water seeping through my shoes. I faced an iron door and pounded it, and I hollered at it, and I screamed at it. I said, let me in. I said, let me in. I said, let me in. Oh, let me in. Let me in. Let me in. I want to get in. I want to see. I want to see the engineer. Come on, let me in. Come on, let me in. Well, I was let into the engineer's cabin. His broad back before me quilted with muscles. I said, where are you taking us? Where are we going? Where are you taking us? Where are we going? He turned around slowly, smiling, and said, I don't know. I'm just foul. Just following the tracks. And
just following the tracks. I just following the tracks.